ask me how I am. Go on. Go on, ask me how am I? Did I hear you saying, how are you? I'll assume you did, because otherwise this is going to get... this is going to go nowhere. So anyway, in answer to your question, how am I? I'm fucking pissed off. That's how I am. I've just spent 10 minutes recording high-quality material, talking about every subject under the sun, including how scientists get away with sticking bits of unborn sheep eggs into biro casings and get away with it legally. But it turns out I wasn't recording. The thing wasn't connected to the, what you call it. So 10 minutes of fine, high-quality material has gone down the drain, and you're never going to hear it. I heard it, luckily. I have my fine new studio equipment with a big pair of headphones so I can listen to myself properly. And I thought it was one of the greatest episodes of Into Your Head ever made. In every way, in terms of content, sound quality, imagery, because there's some great imagery in there. I did stuff like, let's see if I can recreate what I did. I was talking about the fact that I had rearranged my studio, and I said, I put my microphone here, on this desk here, and I know you can't see it, but you can hear me tapping, so I can show you all hourly where it is here. Look, here it is. And then I explained that I couldn't show you where I put my computer, because it didn't make a noise. That's why I was using it. I don't use the noisy computer when recording anymore, because it's noisy. What else did I say? I got onto the subject of sheep somehow. Oh yeah, I was talking about a bio that I had, and how you foreigners call it a pen, but as far as I was concerned, a pen is a thing that you put a sheep in, and I wasn't referring to the fact that a pen's plastic casing that you write with is looks a bit like one of those test tubes you might put an unborn sheep cell into to make it grow. And I was explaining something, I forget where I went then, something to do with the legalistics of scientific study. But no, it was a great show. I'm sorry you missed it. I don't know what I can do about that. I suppose I could move on and forget about it and try and put it into my past and pretend everything's going to be okay and that everything hasn't been changed forever. Well, it has. This has just ruined everything. I was on the roll here. I made two shows yesterday, and then I came up here this morning and I did this, and it's fucked up. As far as I'm going to be up all night thinking about this now. I'll be thinking, that was a fucking fantastic piece of audio entertainment that I created, and it's gone forever. Yeah, it's like back in the old days when the television stations used to record over stuff after they'd screened it. They'd say, oh look, we need a bit more tape here, give me over that tape, that tape with the film of the man landing on the moon, we'll tape over that. We'll tape an episode of we'll tape an episode of Sesame Street over it, the one where they talk about man landing on the moon. We'll do that. By the way, the fellas from Sesame Street say they want some footage of the man on the moon for their next episode. Have we got any? Well, we got that there, but we need the tape. We can't be giving them that. Feck it, anyway. But nonetheless, I'll tell you, Sesame Street now has gone on for 40 years. The man on the moon only lasted there 2 days, and then he came home. So let's see who won that one, shall we? I'll tell you, wasn't a frigging Russians, at least. They don't. Although there may well be a Russian version of Sesame Street. There are various international versions of it. But if there is, it probably hasn't been going for 40 years. There's an Irish version of it, but it's from Northern Ireland. It's from the other Ireland, not this Ireland. It's got all sorts of crap in it. They talk about stuff and things, and they say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. Except it's local. They do a localised version of the alphabet. They pronounce it in a Northern Irish way. They say, oh, I can't do the accent, but you can just imagine it, probably. Now, not That's about it. I don't know. I don't know what else I can do for you here. I'm burned out for today. The previous show just didn't record. Just had everything that I needed to say today or get off my chest was in that. And I can't just keep going just for the sake of creating a show. It's not like I know they say the show must go on. Well, it did go on. It just didn't fucking record. I went on and on and on and on for over 10 minutes until I looked at the screen and I saw, why is that at zero? The computer isn't hearing anything. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, that's what you're thinking because you've got an inner ear infection. But it's not really what you're thinking. It's only a sound in your head, and it's not even in your mind. It's in your head. There's mosquitoes or something flying around in there. What you need to do is pour some bleach in your left ear and let it flow out your right ear. That's a pile of crap. Why did I say that? I don't know. Well, why would I say some crap about putting bleach into your head? For one thing, it's irresponsible. But there's not very many avenues left for me to do. They're voting a new law here recently where it's illegal to blaspheme. So that option is out. All I can think of is talk about pouring bleach into your head. At least that'll wash out all those dirty thoughts of blasphemy and filth, that and muck that are going around in your mind. I'm not judging you or anything, although in a way I am, but I'm not. I'm quite happy if you want to have filth and dirt and muck in your mind. I'm not objecting to it. You're quite free to do that as far as I'm concerned, except legally, of course. But I'm not going to shop you to the cops, unless, of course, a cop is listening to this. I won't. I'll do everything to cooperate with any cop who asks me questions about this. I just won't be actively ringing up the snoop on your neighbour hotline to tell them that you were having filthy thoughts, not least because they'll probably say, how the hell do you know? Are you using your psychic powers to spy on people? And I'll say, no, I'm using a phone tapping device. And they'll say, well, how does that help you get into their head? I'll say, well, it doesn't, but I deduced all the... It's called gathering evidence. You should know a bit about this being police officers. You can go and listen to things and assess information and put two and two together and make four, and then put four and four together and make eight, and then divide eight by five, and you get 1 3/5, or 1.6, I suppose, if we're being modern and metric and decimal. 1.6, or 1 6/10, to put it the old way, or 1 and let's see, you can't put it in money terms because there was never anything smaller than a halfpenny, so a penny and a halfpenny and a fifth of another halfpenny, which will just be rounded down to the halfpenny then. Halfpenny, in case you're wondering, is a halfpenny. It's surprisingly, it's still round. When you used to get a half a penny back in the 80s before they got rid of it, it was still a round coin. It was just very small. You could hardly see it. You couldn't be seeing with the naked eye, especially if you held it right up to your eye, because that would block the light getting in and you wouldn't be able to see it. So anyway, where was I? Hold on a minute and I'll see how long this is. Nine minutes and 23 seconds. I think that's about enough. It'll do. Bear in mind, I've already done 10 minutes before this, so effectively I've done a double-length show, or a double-length show. I have to pronounce things properly now. I have to enunciate, because I'm on a proper broadcasting system. I'm going to be doing another podcast soon called This Week in Kildare, where it's going to be all serious. We're going to examine serious issues and news, and talk crap in between, but it won't be like this. It won't be the sort of crap that you're used to hearing me talk. It'll be proper crap in the sense that one man's crap is another person's valuable information. So I'll be spouting crap into this microphone, but there'll be people out there who actually value it. So it'll be a bit different from into your head, but nonetheless, there you go. I'll go and do some preparation for that now. Good morning.